We're going to start tonight, Igeres Yud. Right?
Great.
Igeres Yud is on page, in the classic Tanya, is on page 228. Aleph Dalet Shin, what does that stand for?
Alberich.
No. Achad Drishas Shalom. After asking how you doing, Shalom V'chaim, Pesach Devorai Yo'ir Eizen Shemaz Techachas Chaim. This was based on a pasuk. The opening of my words should bend your ear. Hashechiach Hashem Chaim Ayedei Nevi'ai. Hashem gave us direction of life through his prophet V'omar. And he said,
Pasuk Anecha.
Chazdei Hashem ki leisamnu ki lechol rachamav. Hashem's chesed never ceases. Says the Baal Tanya, v'havale lemeimar ki leisamnu, not ki leisamnu, but ki leisamnu. His chesed didn't end. Samnu suggests we didn't end. K'meshik siv, like it says elsewhere, leitamu chasadecho. Where is that? Beis HaMikdash. So that makes sense. So what is this Likilei Samnu? Yuvan Alpi Mashikosa B'Zayar Kodesh Is Chesed V'Is Chesed. The Zayar Kodesh points out that there are two types of Chesed. Is Chesed. The language of the Zayar is there's one type of Chesed. See what the language is. There's Chesed Olam and there's Chesed Ilah. There's two types of Chesed. V'hu duhu rav chesed. It is an abundant chesed. What's going on? What are these two types of chesed? Ki hine mudas zois. Everybody knows that our Torah nikras ois. We refer to Torah many times. Hashem ois lama yitein. Hashem yivorech esam v'sholem. Torah is called ois shuloshin gvura. We know that ois means strength. It's a language of might, of discipline. Like we find Chazal tell us, Tariag mitzvahs nemar l'Moshe m'Sinai. 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe m'Sinai. And what's the language that we constantly use throughout the Gemara? Mipi ha'gvura. Isn't that interesting? We always refer to Hashem with his midas ha'chesed. And throughout Shas, you find this language of Mipi ha'gvura shamanum. Why all of a sudden do we refer to Hashem in his context of giving, of being the Nisan HaTorah, we refer to him as the Baal HaGibor. Ukidichsev, like the Pasuk tells us, Miyaminoi, Eish Dos Lomai, Pirish, that really, Shatorah Mikoyer Vishor Shurak Chazdei Hashem. This is even more troubling because we find everywhere else that the source of Torah is the Chesed of Hashem. HaMechunim B'Shem Yamin, which always comes from the right side, and yet Gvura comes from the left. There's beer, Mendel. Where is it there? Now, Dahainu. So what's going on here? He explains as follows. Hamshochas p'chines elekusa yizborach. The drawing of Hashem's godliness. And the upshine, the ray of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes into the world, into this dark world, is through the humans. We bring that light into this world, that energy into the world, through the fulfillment of 248 mitzvahs essay. Shehein, we've learned this earlier, they are referred to in the Zohar as Ramach Evarim Demalko, the 248 limbs of the king. What does that mean? What are we talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, limbs chas v'shalom. Explains about Tanya, what's this concept that Ramach Mitzvah Saseh are Ramach Evarim Demalko? Pirish, Ramach Kelim, they are 248 vehicles, instruments, ulevushim, and forms of enclosement or garment, leha'ara, to the illumination, Me'orin Tzav Baruch Hu, Hamadovish Bayan. Two, they are 248 conduits to bring into the world the Orin Tzav, the infinite Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the parentheses, Umar is a Yom Shachloi Dechilu V'rechimu B'chol Mitzvah K'naida. That Ha'ara is the source of the love and the awe that we experience as we fulfill mitzvahs. Now, so if you can imagine, there are, Kaviyachal 248 channels, pipelines, fiber optic cables, you create whatever image you want, being able to draw this hamshacha of godliness into the world. But obviously, he says, Raksham Shacha Zun Islab Shatchil Bemidis Gvuros Shalakadish Baruch Hu. In order for it to be able to come into this world, it first needs to be limited and tempered by the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amuchuna B'Shem Eish, which is the referred to as the fire, Shibchiris Tzimtzim Ha'or, which is the limiting factor of the Or V'Achiyas, Hanim Shachas Meiran Tzav Baruch Hu, that come from this infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kidei Shetuchal Lehislabish B'Maisa Mitzvah, so that that infinite Or can be contained in the action of a mitzvah. Because otherwise, how are you going to fit the Or and Saif into a very limited form of a mitzvah? Sheruban Kikulam. After all, if you were to analyze the body of Torah and mitzvahs, the vast majority of them, Hem Bidvarim Chumrim, they're all about things. They're done with matter. Kitzitzis U'Tfilin U'Karbonas U'Tzdoka. Just as some examples. Va'af mitzvah shem beruchni yisaldam. Even if you want to look at those very, very select few mitzvahs that involve spiritual aspects or emotional aspects of people. Kimai, as an example, yirav, yahava, awe and love. Afalpikin hem b'chinis gevul amida. Even those emotional and spiritual mitzvahs are also limited. They also have limits. They also have boundaries. How do you know? Why can't we say that at least the emotional mitzvahs involve absolute straight godliness? She says, Ki ahava rabba l'Hashem, because infinite love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'li keitzu gevul, without limits, umida, and a boundary, ain't adam yachal l'soiv l'beliboy. No human would be able to tolerate it, would be able to hold on to it. For the Yaskayim Begufa, to be able to sustain, to remain in his body, I feel the regular, even one moment. Where do you see such a concept? This coming Sunday, Kamayim Chazal, Shevashas Matan Torah, that at the time Chazal tell us that during Kabbalah Satorah, Shahisi is Galus Elukusa Yisbar, where there was an infinite revelation, Vayedid Hashem Al Har Sinai, V'yaren Tzayif Baruch Hu, and the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was evident and open in this world, B'pchinis Dibur V'yiz Galus, the result was Parchon Hashmosan. Everybody in Klai Yisrael died. They couldn't handle it. That's the result of unbridled love and infinite Ein Sof. So therefore, even the emotional mitzvahs have to be tempered and limited by Gvura. Vine. Next paragraph. Davon Kuf Tesvav. The fish are mitzvahs nitna lano ayidei slabshus b'midas Gvura v'tzimtzum ha'ara. Due to the fact that the body of mitzvahs were given to us through being enclosed and limited in this concept of gvura and tzimtzum, l'chein roiva mitzvahs yesh lem shir mitzvahs. This is the source why the vast majority of mitzvahs contain limitations. They all have boundaries and limitations. Come on, let me give you an example. Eirach ha-tzitzis, the length of the strings of the tzitzis are supposed to yud basic guideline. Hatzvilin, the minimum has to be etzboim al etzboim, two fingers by two fingers, umruboys, and they have to be perfectly squared afka. Ve'alulav has to be dalet tvachim. Ve'asukah, in the midst of sukkah, has to be zayin tvachim. Ve'ashoifa tefach. Everything has limits. Judaism is busy. Everywhere you look, there's more limits and amounts and numbers. Ve'amikvah memsah. V'chayim b'karbonis, you find the same when it comes to the offerings in the Beis Hamikdash. Yesh lam shir mitzum tzum lizman. There, it's not as much limitations in space as it is limitations of age. K'may kvasim b'nei shana, eilim b'nei shtayim, uparim v'chulu. Everybody's got their age limitations. V'chayim b'maisa tzedaku g'milas chasadim. When it comes to acts of kindness and charity, even though it is one of the pillars upon which the world stands, like it says in the pasuk, "Olam chesed yibana," the world is built on chesed. And even despite that, it's one of the pillars of the world. There too, there's a limit. Chaimish, the mitzvah, you're allowed to add a fifth. The mitzvah ben amovcha. Umaiser, lemidabeninis. If you want to give the average, you give maiser. Vizen nikra chesed olam. That is called the chesed that sustains the world. Pirish chesed keil kol hayom. And that type of chesed, that limited type of chesed, hamislabish b'olamos elyonim v'tachtonim, it's garbed, it's contained in the highest world, in the lowest world, ayde yisurusa d'desata, through man's industry. He's the one that awakens that interest. Those are the acts of righteousness, of kindness, that people do with one another. And that too is limited. Why is that? Because the world itself is limited. From earth to heaven, we know, it only takes 500 years to get there. So too from one heaven to the next, and so on. That's in space. Now let's talk about length, years. The world is only here for a limited amount of time. For this reason, due to the fact that the olam itself is limited in space and in time, for this reason, when it comes to the mitzvahs, even the mitzvah of tzedakah and chesed shebetorah, there too, there are limits. K'may the shayar mitzvah satara, just like there is with lulav and tefillin and tzitzis and so on. Okay. So he built his premise, he built his foundation, from which he's now going to launch the next outrageous thought. Chaim levrach. Ach. However, everything we said until this point, when do we say that there are limitations on chesed and tzedakah? It's only for a person who has always been a shomer Torah. V'loisar mimena yamina smile, and he's never veered away to the right or to the left. Afilu k'mal anima, even a strand. Aval mi shehevir olav aderech chasu shalom, but somebody who transgressed anything of the Torah, heaven forbid, is me'achash ahevid darkoi, since he made his way crooked, loses migra'os b'kodesh ha'elyon, to diminish from the heavenly holiness, shigara erkoi b'chinas hamshachosai, that is to say that the person made worse his own value by limiting the amount of kedusha he was going to draw into the world. The fact that he had the ability at some point to draw into the world greater amount of kedusha and didn't. Meaning, he's not only talking about here somebody who transgressed one of the thou shalt nots, but even somebody who failed to learn Torah when they had the opportunity to learn Torah, or to do a positive mitzvah when they had the opportunity. He had the ability to bring kedusha into the world, and he didn't. The had the ability to bring in this illumination from the infinite light of Hashem. Had only he kept the Torah and observed it according to its halacha. Quoting the pasuk, this is somebody who has corrupted and it can't be fixed. You want to talk about correcting something where a person corrupted by doing something wrong, he has an easier time saying you could rectify that. But where a person didn't bring into the world a kedusha, that could have been brought, how you mash them that? How do you do tshuva for not bringing into the world something positive? There should be no way to fix that. Kiim, the only way is by bringing somehow into the world an oir that exists higher than the worlds. It's such an intense oir that it can't be embodied in the world. This is the term of abundant chesed, page 230. Why is it called so? Because this Rav Chesed illuminates and spreads without any limitation or midah. Because it is not part of the worlds, it is not of the worlds. It is a hovering light, milamaila, meresh kaldagan, atsev kaldagan. This Ora Soiviv goes from the beginning of all things to the end of all things. If a person is able to somehow access that Or Ein Soiv, that Ora Makif, and through his actions here below, he's able to arouse that infinite, boundless light, then that light has the ability to pierce even into the olamos, into the worlds. It has the ability to go and straighten out that which otherwise should not be fixable. And any flaw that was placed in the highest holy places, and he's able to renew their oir and their goodness b'yeses with greater strength and greater intensity mamish in a completely new and novel oir. And l'chein amru, this is the meaning of Chazal b'makim shabali tshuva imdim v'chulum ein tzadikim gemur michaylam, that in the place where a Baal Tshuva is able to draw that oir, even somebody who kept Torah Mitzvahs all their life cannot bring into existence an oir as intense as the Yisrusa that a Baal Tshuva will bring in through this type of Tshuva. How do you do that though? He hasn't told us. He says, okay, so there is an oir that a person can access that has the ability to fill in all the voids, even of the void of a mitzvah saseh that was not done. The main seat of tshuva is in the heart. Because through regret from the depth of one's heart, is able to reach the depth of the highest light. But in order to draw that light to illuminate in the worlds above and below, that requires a whole different category of industry from below. This requires action. Action has the ability to arouse the highest and deepest iris. Dahino, specifically, Maisa Tzedakah. The action, the deed of Tzedakah, v'chesed b'ligvul emida, and kindness without limit. Why? D'kemoi she'odo mashpia rav chesed, pirish ches dalis. Just like here below, a person is willing to give of themselves, and they are a Baal Chesed, and Chesed is made up of two words, Chas, he takes pity, Dalis, on the impoverished, Dainu Lidal Ve'evyon, to an impoverished person, Diles Le'migame Klubo, has nothing of their own, And ve'einai noisin gvulumidon inisinose vashbosai. And he doesn't place any boundary, any limits to his giving and his pouring forth. If a person acts in that way, Hashem tzilcha, kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia, oiroi v'tzuvoi, so too will Hashem respond in kind, and Hashem will shower upon him Hashem's light and Hashem's goodness, v'b'chines chesed ilo, with the highest form of chesed, and nikri rav chesed, that's this concept of the abundant chesed, ha'meyeh v'b'chines ein soif, that will illuminate in an infinite way, b'likvo l'mida, without measure, toichei lamis l'yonim t'tayim, the highest worlds and the lowest worlds, shekulim b'chines dalas etzla yizbarach, because after all, vis-a-vis, compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody has anything. We're all less lemigame klum. We all are dalim. The less lemigame klum. We all have no standing on our own without HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathing chias into us at each and every moment. The language of the desire is that everything has no, absolutely no standing in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So through chesed, and through tzedakah, we have the ability, ayidei zeh nisaknu, to rectify kol hapgamim shepagam ha'adam ba'aveinoisav, all of the flaws that a person created and did with his sins, l'mayla b'alam ha'sayyarim v'tachtayim, the pgamim, the flaws, the destruction that was done above and below. That's the power of maisa chesed. That's the meaning of that someone who does tzedakah and mishpat is chosen by Hashem better than a zevach. Because a carbon, as he said earlier, is limited. You can only bring a 2-year-old, you can bring a 1-year-old, you can bring only a certain amount and so on. Masha'en ken chesed, b'tzedakah, shiuchel lefazer b'li gvul, l'sakin amenoisa. When it comes to tzedakah, a person can give away without measure in order to be mesakin their avinus. So all of the things that it says, umashiksiv, the fact that Chazal tell us, ha'mevazvez, al yevazvez, yoyisim mechaymesh, the fact that Chazal tell us that a person who wants to be generous is not allowed to give away more than a fifth of their possessions. That's only somebody who has not sinned. Or he has already rectified his sins b'sigufim, with torture, v'tanias, and fasts. Like a person is supposed to rectify all of his goof-ups. But a person who still has work to do to fix his errors, he makes a half of the day of Kalvachayim. How much would you spend if you needed to find a refuah to a goof? You needed to bring a cure. If somebody was sick, would there be a limit to how much you'd spend? Person would spend everything they've got for a refuah. He says, so how much more so if a person needs to have a refuah for the nefesh? Shein kesem nechshav, when it comes to a cure, nobody looks at money. A person would give everything that they have in order to preserve their life. This concept of chesed, without measure, without limit, nikras al shemoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is called Chasdei Hashem. This is what it's meant. When the Pasuk speaks in this, Echa Chasdei Hashem ki lai samnu ki lai chal derachamah. So we normally translate, the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us never end. We celebrate the fact, we appreciate the fact that Hashem's chasodim are without limit. He says, no, you're reading the pasuk all wrong. Here we're talking about it, a Jew who does chesed, who's trying to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does acts of chesed. That's in the grass al Shemoy Shalakadish Baruch Hu Chaz De Hashem Kidichsev, like the pasuk says, Chesed Hashem Meoilam V'Adoilam. Chesed of Hashem travels from one world to the next. Alright, Ki Agam Shekol Yisrael Hem Rachmanu Megem Lechsodim. No question, all Jews are kind-hearted. It's one of the qualities of being Jewish. We're pitiful, and we do acts of loving kindness. But generally speaking, there is a limit to how much we do. He is called the Infinite One. And just like he is an Ein Sof, his midas have no sof. His rachamim has no limit. So when we're talking about Chazdei Hashem, we're talking about someone who acts in Chesed like Hashem. For this reason, Navi Yirmiyah, Achra Churban, after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash Vagolus and the horrible exiles, he says, Chazdei Hashem ki leisamnu. Because we are not yet whole. We cannot make ourselves whole and complete. Whether we're talking about the destruction that we've done to our own souls, or the destruction that we've done in the celestial worlds. Because we are not whole. So we need to conduct ourselves b'chaz de Hashem in the same chesed method of Hashem. Shem b'li gvul v'tachlis, that are without limit and measure, in order to arouse and awaken upon us the heavenly mercy and the heavenly kindness, shurav chesed v'rachman b'lig vul v'tachlis, without measure. K'mayshik seiv, that's why the pasuk concludes, ki loichalu rachamav. V'zehu shomer chazal, this is what chazal say, ein yisom nigolin ele v'tzedakah, that will be redeemed with tzedakah, shiyasu gam emi piturim medina. We're talking about the kind of tzedakah that Klal Yisrael fulfills even in times and places when they are exempt. Ein ben David ba, ela ad shetichla pruta min hakis, because Mashiach won't come until we have given away every last penny to tzedakah, because then it will be samnu, then we will be returned to our shleimus and our holiness, our completeness. So he completely takes the pasuk out of context and says that it's not talking about Hashem's kilei salmanu kilei cholu rachamav. It's talking about our what we're called upon to act in, to emulate our Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that will be mashlim us and mashlim the flaws that we've created. There's a Divrei Chaim that talks about this issue of being able to do tshuva even for mitzvahs asay. I need to find which is a strong support to this concept. Mitzvah, we'll take it up from there next week.